This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nothing offensive and irritating about this program. This is the DJV experience. I am your host, Dougaroo, as Jennifer's father likes to refer to me. Dougaroo. Jennifer.
Dougaroo.
And then there's Jennifer Horn, who's here, also hosted. There was a big thing at the SAG Awards when people noticed it. When women were talking about their career as an actor, there was the presupposition from some that they would refer to themselves as an actress, because actor is the male, actress is the female. So
there's a lot of females who don't like that.
Yeah, I guess that is the point. Why do they not like it? Is it denigrating to call yourself an actress if, in fact, you're an actor?
This is an hour of, or a day of rants for me. I told you I didn't like people calling other people racist. Well, now, I don't understand why we make such a big deal about this. I think that our differences should be celebrated. So, actor, actress,
women,
that doesn't bother me at all. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the things that I always, and this isn't just Hillary Clinton, she's just probably the best example of it, where maybe she's comfortable in those pantsuits, but don't you think she started originally wearing them to be taken seriously? And so maybe that became her thing with these trademarks. But if you look at the floor of the Senate, or if you look at the House, there's a lot of women in these ill-fitted pantsuits who are just not celebrating their femininity because they think then people won't take them seriously. Ugh. Annoying.
Well,
but that's also
some men don't take women in skirts or dresses seriously. I think
that's also assuming that women that they're not more comfortable in pantsuits. So I wouldn't want to make that judgment just saying that they're only wearing pantsuits because to be taken seriously. I mean,
I think a lot of it, because this is true with my history anyway, and so I can only speak from my own perspective, but I know when I was getting involved with the business world, I was really young. I was 17, 18 years old when I was going out on client meetings, and it became my plight to dress like those people. It was like dress, you know what I mean? It wasn't
dress
necessarily that I loved it, but you wanted to dress to sort of fit in and make sure that everything was okay. I just, look, if pantsuits are what you love, by all means. It's just, I think that when you look at the overwhelming number of women in business, it is getting better. I just feel like instead of trying to dress like a man and act like a man, we should celebrate our differences. We should celebrate the fact that we can still be really kick-butt in business, but we can be feminine about it too.
I've only been with Victoria in the flesh once, and as many times as I've been with you over the years, Jennifer, I've never seen you in anything other than a dress. The last time I saw you,
I was wearing pants. I mean, I wear pants a lot, believe me, especially with my crazy life right now.
Was that the black outfit? Well, that was a black outfit. See if I remember, if I was paying attention.
Gosh,
I don't even know.
Yeah. I would just assume that I was wearing pants the last time you saw me. But, yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm saying pants are bad. It's just, you know,
normally wear. The day that you and I spent together, Victoria, you were dressed in a green dress. See, I remember that. How about that
blue.
For remembering?
It was blue.
close enough.
Okay.
Pretty much
blue. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can insert my left foot in my mouth in place of my right foot.
I'll never forget that day you wore that fabulous green dress.
Yes, I know. And you followed me around as you drove around New York. Right.
Yes.
All right, how's the shoveling in New York. That nor'easter yesterday, a lot of shovels got a workout. How are things in New York? Didn't get any snow in Washington, Kara, did you?
We got little tiny flurries yesterday, off and on, but that's about it.
All right, what about New York? What was the total in New York?
Well, I'm looking at my deck now, and I'm going to say we got 8 inches.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 12 to 15 on the farm.
Yeah.
Up, the further up the Boston corridor you went, the more snow, especially the closer you were to the coast. So
yeah,
I see on the farm 14, 15 inches. It's okay. It's a dry snow. It'll go away quickly. But it's wintertime. Hello.
Mm.
Knock, knock. Everybody home. Wintertime brings cold weather and snow.
Well, Kara told a frightening story off the air. She was saying to me that there was a truck that literally blew off a bridge.
Yeah.
Was it Maryland, Kara?
Yeah. Anyone who has ever been to Ocean City or the East Coast has probably driven over the Bay Bridge. And it's a really, I don't actually know how many miles it is. It's pretty long. It's kind of windy. And it's got really short. Why can't I think
side
of
rail. Yes. The side rails
are only a couple feet high. So if you're in a truck, then they probably only go up to like the top of your wheels, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I find it's kind of scary. It's really scenic. It's beautiful. My roommate ran a 10K over it last year, so it's beautiful to look at, and it's kind of a staple of Maryland. But it's kind of scary to drive over too because it's so long. And yesterday, we probably had wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, and a tractor trailer, maybe his truck was empty, I'm not sure.
No, but it wasn't heavy enough to say.
Yeah, it blew straight off of the bridge, which is absolutely terrifying. I mean, there are accidents on that bridge a lot, especially with tractor trailers, and there have been times where trucks have knocked other cars off just because they're going too fast, and they hit the car and it flies off the side of it. But I've never heard of a truck just straight up blowing up. But I mean, Doug, you said you were scared of the same thing happening to you, right? When you
I had a I had an experience 5 years ago this spring when Charlotte and I were coming back from California. We were driving back, and
Charlotte's
for some
your bulldog,
reason,
right?
Yeah, Charlotte was my is and was my bulldog. She passed almost 2 years ago. She passed in April of 2015. So we were driving. Of course, she wasn't driving. She was my. She was driving shotgun.
She was a better driver.
So, the bridge that goes from it's in Maryland, as I remember.
Yeah, basically, it goes from Annapolis.
95.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I have a budget rented truck. I was full of furniture. I had gone to Atlanta to pick it up for somebody. I brought some things across the country. That was it. Some things that had been my former wife's that the kids wanted to have brought to their uncles in Asheville. Long story. I don't have to get into the details. But anyway, so I was in Asheville, and somebody that I know had moved from Atlanta to Boston. And so I said, well, I'll go to Atlanta. I'll pick up your stuff. I'm not that far off the beaten path. So I drove down there. Anyway, so we're driving back across this bridge. And the weather that day was horrible anyway. The wind velocity was 70, 80 miles an hour in gusts. And we're going across this bridge, which is easily 700 yards off of the ground. And it's about a mile long. And I want to tell you something. I drive a lot, and I'm not, there's nothing about driving. I enjoy it, and I'm a good driver, and I know how to drive stuff. We were in the right-hand lane. We were doing about 40, 45 miles an hour. And a gust of wind came along, and I swear it picked up the back of the truck.
Oh.
And, man, I looked at Charlotte. And we just, she's looking at me because she jumped to the floor. Whenever there was wind.
She put her paw on the steering wheel. She's like, let me take over.
Yeah, let me take over. Now, if she was afraid, she'd jump on the floor of the truck or the car. And she'd just sit there and stare at me. She'd glare at me. Oh. Or she'd make some kind of noise as she starts to shake. And, when anything like that happens, she knew instinctively that it was something wrong. And it really was. I know that feeling, Kara. It's not a good feeling. There's a really... And then you get into that same kind of a thing when you're driving. I remember being on one of the interstates when I was driving across country. I've had a lot of trips across country driving. Brendan and I were bringing some of his stuff out a few years before that, and we drove the upper route because it was fairly early. We went through Denver, and there was a huge snowstorm in Denver, and we were driving a rental truck again. And he didn't want to drive because he wasn't sure of himself, so I drove. and we were going in through the interstate through Denver proper, and you couldn't control. You could not control the vehicles. You had to crawl. I remember doing 3-4 miles an hour and just tapping it. You got to tap the brake. You can't just plow, you know, hit the brake and expect to stop, because you won't. You got to feather it. So I feathered it, and I still couldn't. I mean, I missed a car by an inch. And we were maybe going a mile an hour, but there were all these other cars that were sideways in the road, and they would, and you had to just do your best, almost like hold on and hope for the best, because there's no way you could, most people in those circumstances can avoid hitting somebody else. And it's really, it can be scary as a son of a gun, especially, and now with people who don't know how to drive, a lot of these youngsters, they don't have the experience. Like, all my kids learn how to drive on the farm. I learned how to drive on the farm. Nobody grows up on a farm anymore, so nobody's got to. They don't practice driving early. Except yesterday, I met at the. I went to my chiropractor's, and there was a lady who was in there getting treated, who was a race car driver. And I don't. I know. I recognized her face, but I don't remember. I don't know what her name was.
Isn't there
and
only one?
I didn't ask because I don't want to be a jerk, huh?
Isn't it just Danica Patrick?
Yeah, that's what I was.
No,
Patrick.
Oh no, she was blonde. I wasn't Danica Patrick, but
I didn't know there was another one
like that. Yeah, and so anyway, she's talking about driving and how many times she's in the chiropractor every week because her body's so messed up from all the crashes and stuff that she's been in. And, you know, you think about people who put themselves in harm's way deliberately versus those who are just driving down the highway and not necessarily putting their life on the line deliberately. It's a very, driving is very dangerous, especially when you get into some of these powerful cars. The car I own has 500 horsepower. What in the world you need 500 horsepower for is beyond me. And you can say, well, so why'd you buy the car?
Right. Yeah.
I find myself at this stage of life enjoying driving faster again. I used to be, when I was younger.
And it's always good to get old and then get behind the wheel of a really fast car.
Right. And then, say, I'm going to go faster.
I'll take exception to getting old. I'm getting older.
We all are, my friend.
Anyway, the point of the conversation is it just makes sense to drive carefully.
Make sure you continue to tell the difference between brake and gas, unlike the guy in Santa Monica who took a drive on the mall.
Down the Third Street Promenade.
Third Street Promenade, yep.
You've got to keep your wits about you. Defensive driving is all that it's cracked up to be. It really is. And teaching your children the value of other people's property and their lives and stuff, very important thing to do. All right, so here endeth the morning lesson. Time now for us to find the winners in this week's Cozy Shack Survival promotion. We've asked you to go visit our Facebook page, and you had a chance to, by doing that, win the Cozy Shack Pudding DJV Survival Pack. This is all in celebration, I suppose, or acknowledgement of the nationwide pudding shortage that's going on right now. So, Victoria, how many people, or what do we have? I think we're supposed to pick 4 people out of those who contributed or acknowledged or liked what we were posting on our social media page. The Cozy Shack Survival Pack includes a $25 gift certificate. So who are the winners of this?
Well, congratulations to Mike Gilmore, Tambry Cole, Greg Donahue, and Lorraine Thomas.
All right. So they're all going to get from us a survival gift pack, $25 gift card. It'll be good. Is that for pudding? Or you use it for anything? What are you, it's for pudding.
It's for pudding, yes.
Cozy Shack.
So you don't have to be part of the pudding shortage.
Okay. So we had, we got all of our Sherry's Berries given to us. I want to find out when they're sending us some pudding. I've always liked pudding.
Yeah. Did you get the coupon in the mail? Pudding.
Yeah, you didn't get it. Real? You didn't get it?
No. Did you get some?
I got a coupon for pudding in the mail. Yeah.
What's wrong with me? Aren't I supposed to get them first?
It's probably at one of your other 4 residents.
Yeah, it's whatever address you gave.
All right. Anyway, so congratulations to our winners. I think that we all should be out there buying as much pudding as possible. Cozy Shack Pudding and the DJV Survival Pack in the focus at 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Jen, I'm talking to myself.
Let it know. Right. Just listening.
All right, everybody be quiet.
Right here, Dougie.
Here's Randy Travis. Crack it up, Kara.
If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
What a great line, isn't that? What a great line for Valentine's Day.
Such a good song, too.
Yeah, very. It's a warm, one of those warm voices, I think, Jennifer. Randy Travis.
Kind of like dripping with honey, sort of.
Yeah, yeah, right. This song especially, I tell you forever and ever. Anyway, there was a wonderful...
My favorite
tribute.
Randy Travis song, sorry, I have to interrupt you. It's called Better Class of Losers. Have you ever heard that? He dumps his, you know, highfalutin girlfriend, and he says, you know, I'm hanging out with the better class of losers now.
So this week there was a tribute, Garth Brooks starring in it, Tanya Tucker singing for Randy Travis. It was called One Night, One Place, One Time, a Hero and Friends tribute to Randy Travis. It was in the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville with Garth Brooks, Tanya Tucker, Chris Jansen, Chris Young, Alabama, and some other people performing some of Travis's most famous songs. Let's see here. Alison Krauss and Jamie Johnson sang Deeper Than the Holler.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is pure.
It is a warm, it's got a, it's no a nice warm voice he's got.
That fall in late December, and honest as
Jamie, is it Jason or no, Chris Jansen is the one who sang Look Heart, No Hands. Tanya Tucker sang I Told You So. Another one of Travis's big fans, Josh Turner, moved the crowd with a rendition of Three Wooden Crosses.
Just you to catch me when I fall. There are three wooden crosses.
cross is on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows.
This is a story about people. This is driving
signs. What you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.
Great. I mean, listen to that lyric. It was Garth Brooks, though, who did it. He had on a black baseball hat and a work shirt to sing Forever and Ever, Amen. Listen to this. Obviously, Jennifer's sitting in the audience taping it.
With my cell phone out, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. This, I love this.
He does pretty good, right?
I'm going to love you. Remember this for Valentine's Day. I'm going to love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Amen. The finale in the concert, the entire cast singing, and Randy Travis went up with them too, singing Amazing Grace. Do we have any of that?
I don't think they've released any of that audio. I think it's going to be televised. Randy was sitting on the stage with his wife, and it was great. And Garth Brooks said, I'm going to do this for you because I love you, and it's going to be terrible, but I'm just going to sing it anyway. It was really a cute moment, and then he had Randy sing the final Amen at the very end of the song. He had Randy sing. It was very cute.
Yeah, that's a great song. Thinking about it, this is a great Valentine's song that would go to somebody that you felt that way about. I'm going to love you forever and ever. Forever and ever. Amen. That's fabulous stuff. Just keep that in mind, you guys. Well, everybody, use that on Valentine's Day. Maybe use it tonight. 28 past the hour.
I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you ever seen your cat sitting on your bed, sofa, or other soft area, alternately lifting one front paw, then the other, over and over again? This ritual may go on for minutes at times, and Kitty may appear to be in a trance, staring at nothing in particular. Have you ever wondered what Kitty is doing, marching in place, but absolutely going nowhere? This behavior is called kneading or trampling, and is actually rooted in your cat's kittenhood. Kittens knead on the mama cat's belly as part of the nursing process. Kneading serves to alert mama that the baby is hungry and actually helps stimulate the milk production. Very often when I'm lying in bed and my cats are around, they'll come over and knead on my chest. They're not getting any milk, but the bottom line is they are feeling more secure and less stressed out. It takes them back to the earlier days when they were with their litter mates and mom was there and they were able to knead on mom to get that food. So the next time the cat's kneading on your chest, I know it hurts, don't shim away, give him a pat on the head, tell him you love him, and I promise you he'll outgrow it in no time at all. Maybe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us and the cops will show up. Try to shut up.
The show of shows. This is the DJV experience, a show that doesn't really exist other than in our minds, because shows are about things you can see. Yeah, a television show is one thing, but a radio show doesn't show anything because we're talking through a medium that is not visible. I mean,
this is so Matrix-y. It's like there is no show.
Do we really exist, or are we just a figment of your imagination? Jennifer may not like that, neither Victoria.
Good question.
It is a good question. I will give you my review of 24 in a few minutes in the television report. In the meantime, I know you'll find it difficult, but there are a couple of things that refer to the President of the United States that are worthy of note. For example, the book by his ex-wife. I love how the news media, former mistress and ex-wife Marla Maples, was set to publish a memoir about their relationship, but the project got shelved the day before the election. Book was called It's About Time, supposed to be published by Judith Regan, who really has done a pretty good job of carving out a niche for herself. It was sunk by a problem with Donald Trump. Really? Trump had the final word on what was going to be in the book. He had approval. And so apparently when the book was submitted for his approval, he looked at it and didn't like the fact that she said that the sex with Trump was the best she ever had. And therefore...
He didn't like that?
Apparently he didn't, because that was part of their divorce settlement. She could not talk about any of the juicy things in their life. So... Yeah. Anyway,
I understand why the new sitting president would probably not want his sex life discussed in a book. Yeah.
No, after all of this other stuff. Right. No, you'd think, why does it make
a
difference?
Very complimentary, by the way. Who knows, Mr. President?
Yeah. All right, so the president has talked to the new, not new, but recently elected president of China. I say that with tongue in cheek because the presidents of those countries don't ever, it's like Putin. He's elected president. Really? Don't vote for me and I shoot you. That's pretty much the way it is in China, too. But he called last night to the Chinese president, and they agreed to... Trump, apparently, according to the news media sources, say he agreed to honor the One China policy, which sort of varies from what his actions have been thus far. At least that's what some people interpret the call to the Taiwanese president and all that other stuff. So the Chinese this week, or last week, were steaming around with some of their ships in the South China Sea, like they're going to go to war to protect their integrity and all this other stuff. Come on. Anyway, there's a lot of... And he also called... He was busy on the phone last night. He called the Prime Minister of Iraq... to talk about the travel ban with him, because the Iraqis have been, as you can imagine, a little bit concerned about this, as have others. And Trump said, don't worry about it. It's not as bad as it sounds.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's like
no, it really isn't, but I like the way he says stuff.
Like, you'll be fine. Yeah. You know what? I was just reading a story that broke yesterday for people in Iraq who are worried about the travel ban. I guess Venezuela is selling... legit passports from Iraq to America. So all you have to do is just, you know, have a little money and you apparently can buy your way in.
Good old Venezuela.
And that's
great. Yeah, let's hear it. Good old
Venezuela. Keeping America safe again.
Integrity. Yeah.
It's really, I think it's kind of interesting because he's having President Abe from Japan at his place at Mar-a-Lago this weekend. Uh-huh. And then Justin Trudeau comes from Canada on Monday. And then Bibi Netanyahu comes Wednesday. It's like a revolving door at that place, I'm telling you.
Well, it's interesting. Remember, yesterday. I told the story about the plane as they were landing last Friday night at West Palm Beach International or Palm Beach International. There was another plane, a little Cessna type plane, that got really close. You see the pictures next to Air Force One.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one wonders that, you know, what they're going to do, because Trump will go down there in the wintertime. He'll go down there every weekend and have. The Western White House when Nixon was in.
Well, Reagan, they call this the Winter this White House.
Southern,
in Mar-a-Lago.
Right. Yeah. So, listen, it's fun to sort of nose around and all of those things.
Did you guys see the Bing thing? I know. If you want to have a little fun. Did you see the Bing video that's been going around on social media?
No. Oh. What was it?
Okay, so, look, as a fan of the president, I have watched a lot of his speeches. I've never noticed this, but apparently he says Bing a lot. And, Kara, I don't know if you can Google search it, but someone found all the times that he said
Bing.
But,
like, bada bing, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he goes, like, bing, 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 bing.
Oh, really?
It's, like, the greatest thing ever. Hopefully Kara can find it, because it's great audio. So much fun.
Yeah. Well,
I've never noticed that. I mean, yeah.
I haven't either. And, you know, in people that make fun of him, they don't notice it. But it's there for sure. He bings.
Yeah. All right. Now, we talked about the president and how his personality has changed somewhat. If you talk to people who used to work for him, his personality is a little bit different. There's a study out this week that suggests when you move, let's say you go across state lines, if people are different, and apparently my staff has been talking about this with regard to me, that I seem different when I'm in different places versus, let's say I'm on the farm, I have one personality when I'm in California, I have another personality. There's the New York state of mind, there's the Montana state of mind, Idaho, id, whatever. So anyway, these studies have zeroed in on different aspects of how people approach their interpersonal relationships. And let's see here. For example, there's a research paper that outlines state-based differences in attitudes about romantic relationships. New Yorkers, Victoria, brace yourself.
Uh-oh.
From a survey of 127,000 adults in New York, the authors of the study found that people who live in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic area are more anxious in their romantic relationships than people on the West Coast.
Huh.
Utah has one of the least anxious and most relationship-inclined populaces in the country, despite a trend in other mountain states. So that's maybe because it's a Mormon state, right?
I would guess that, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. The research shows that Northeasterners and Southeasterners tend to be more neurotic than people in the West, for example, while people in the South and the Midwest and Utah tend to be more agreeable than other Americans.
Well, we really? Have a lot of Woody Allens in New York, and then we end up going to Florida. So that makes a lot of sense that, you know...
All right, so how does my personality... How does my personality change when I'm moving around? Why did you think that my...
I would love to hear Jen's opinion first, because she's known you the longest, and she's known you to be traveling so much. I would love to see what Jen thinks, and then Kara and I can share what we think.
I don't think that your personality changes too much when you move. I think that when you're on the West Coast, you're more focused, but I think you're more tired because you don't have a lot of distractions on the West Coast. So you're more focused, which puts you into like a little bit, I guess, more of a better mood because you're like paying attention and you're in the moment. But I do think you're more tired on the West Coast. That's
are you suggesting
getting up
that
like
when
I
normally do the program, I'm not paying attention?
No, but I'm saying when you're on the East Coast, I notice that you're much more distracted because you've got a bazillion other things going on.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's okay, so I kind of agree with that.
Do you think that's on the air or off the air? Which is, does it apply?
Well, it's because we know you. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know,
both.
Who knows? Yeah.
Really?
It's both, yeah. Like the time you forgot Jennifer was not with us and you were talking to her and she had already left a half an hour ago. I think you're definitely more distracted when you're on the farm.
Really?
I also think that you sound a lot happier when you're in California. And
really?
You sound
with your
more,
kids, you're focused, you're spending time on yourself, you're exercising and going to the movies all the time. I mean, come on.
And I don't know about the tired thing. To me, you sound like you have more energy when you're in California. Like, your energy on the air, it just feels higher to me. I just
it's always
feel like,
better to get up at 1 in the morning than 4.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, I think California has a good impact on you.
Hold on. Flag on the play. Horn just dropped a flag on the play.
Right, yeah. All right, well, thank you for that. That sounds like constructive criticism.
Well, what do you think?
All right. I don't. You know
it's
what?
It's not criticism, because you do a good job no matter what. It's just different.
I don't,
it's not even criticism at all.
I don't know that I thought about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the same pretty much, although I can, Jennifer's right. I mean, when I've had a tough day, there are business things going on when it comes to the farm, and my business life is more focused on all of the various business things that I do. There's more focus on the East Coast. There is. That's
right.
Cool.
When
I'm on the West Coast,
when you're in the
I'm
West
thinking
Coast.
About my daughter and my son and my grandson, and I'm thinking about the good weather, and I joined the Y. I spent almost 2 hours there yesterday. I sat in the, there's a jacuzzi that's 103 degrees, and I sat in it for 14 minutes, then I went into the sauna.
You came out a little raisin?
At the time, it was sort of a stark comparison to sometimes the way I feel after I've exercised, but it was a good feeling. When I left there, I felt, you're right, exhilarated. And, you know, you go outside and it's 69 degrees, not bad,
yep.
And 5-something at night. There is a lot about California. I wouldn't want to live here all the time, but there's a lot about California that I like, but I can't stand the politics. I can't stand how expensive it is here to live, but I do like, you know, the fact that children are here for sure.
Right.
But I do love being on the farm. And there's certainly people that I love that are there. But I don't know. We're all kind of like that. We have our distractions and we have the things that we need to be focused on. As a matter of fact, I need to focus on a couple of things here before we run ourselves out of time. Don't forget about, how can you forget? Who in the world doesn't know Valentine's Day is next Tuesday? Come on. Is there anybody? But this is a foolish way of putting this. I've been more focused on getting people to think about the same old routine and trying to get you out of that. I've told you, and so has Victoria and Kara and Jennifer, a lot of different Valentine's Day stories about these wonderful Cherry's Berries. If you have not already ordered Cherry's Berries, how in the world are you going to have a great reaction from your Valentine? Boy or girl, man or woman, please get these freshly dipped strawberries, the milk chocolate, the dark chocolate, the stuff that they put on it, like the chocolate chips and the swizzles, the chopped nuts. Man, oh man. And by the way, send these to the office, to the workplace. Don't send them home. Send them to the office.
It's a great tip because everybody likes to brag to their friend
right.
if they
mm-hmm.
have someone who sent them something.
Yep.
It's a huge
oh, right.
yeah.
Yep. So Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Get on the horn right now while you're thinking about it. Get these Cherry's Berries starting at $19.99 for a dozen. $10 more, you get two dozen of these berries. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in D-J-V to get the deal. That's the deal, D-J-V, in the microphone box, berries.com. Order them right now while you're thinking about it.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
That's the theme to 24. But the theme, the signature for 24 is bung bung. It's probably in there.
Yeah, the little
like
walk sound.
There it is. That's
there
it. That's it. So when I heard that for the first time, last night I decided, because I hadn't been able to see it after the football game, and I didn't have the time to see it on Monday night, I decided I would, I got home at 6 something or other, and I decided to fix myself a little tuna fish salad, and I sat and I watched the first episode and then the second episode. And what I can tell you on the good side is it's exactly what you expect. It's 24. That's what it is. There's no difference. The feel is the same. The way they do the storyline, there are more damn plots than you can shake a stick at. Everybody's after. I mean, that's really the beauty of it. The fact that these writers, it's the same writers, are able to cleverly intertwine a dozen different stories into this thing is just amazing. It is not, however, the Jack Bauer 24. I don't find this kid objectionable, but he's no Kiefer Sutherland. Although Kiefer is the executive producer, I don't feel the same about watching it. I'm intrigued. I'm interested to see where the storyline goes. I feel at the end of each episode like I used to, like, okay, what's next? What are they going to do? But it's the same old, the Middle Easterners, the Arabs are the bad guys, and they're going to blow up something in Los Angeles or Washington or wherever it is. But it still has a feel to it that's 24, and I think for that reason, probably a good watch. 10 before the hour.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You do. This is the right place, the right time. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides, is here to examine technology, good, bad, or not either. I guess that would come under the heading good, bad, or indifferent. Is there too much technology in travel, especially as how it might apply to hotels and that sort of thing? We'll find out. She's done some research, so we will discuss same in a matter of moments here.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Our feet take a lot of wear and tear, which is why problems like athlete's foot, bunions, and nail infections are so common. Family physician, Dr. Elizabeth Cozine.
The evidence is not great for oral or topical treatments of fungal infections of the nail. The first thing that I typically recommend is doing nothing.
Bunions, which are a deformity of the bone in the foot, are especially common in women.
Bunions don't have to be treated if you're not having a problem with them. Usually I say get accommodating footwear, so something wide. I wouldn't recommend pointy-toed stiletto high heel to most people.
Dr. Cozine says many of these problems can be avoided with proper foot care.
It's a little bit different if we're talking about somebody with a chronic illness like diabetes, but for the average person, paying attention to what's going on with your nails and your feet, wearing comfortable shoes, and keeping your weight in check.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Happy to have, as a usual spot for Pauline Frommer, set aside every week so we can talk about some of the things in travel. So the story of this hotel that was taken hostage in Australia by a hacker makes us all wonder whether everything is in jeopardy under the circumstances. I don't understand why someone, Pauline, would want to hack into the hotel so we could reprogram the locks and the doors other than get a few yucks out of it. What do you...
He got money from it. He got money. This happened a week and a half ago. This guy basically from another place hacked into the hotel's key lock system. Nobody could get into their rooms. They couldn't give out new keys, and he demanded a ransom, and he got it. You remember about a year ago, a lot of the big chains were being hacked into, and a lot of people's personal information was going, was leaked. So, you know, we're now in the time of the Internet of Things, where we're letting the Internet control a lot of things. Now, the good thing with this hacker story is nobody was locked inside their rooms. There are international fire safety standards that mean that you can get out of your room even if all the power goes out, because they do not want you locked in your room. But people were locked out. It was a big inconvenience. And soon after this happened, Marriott announced that they are upgrading their apps so that soon you won't even have to check in at the desk. You'll just, if you've got a reservation, you're just going to breeze by the check-in line, wave your phone in front of your door, and boom, you're going to be in. You're going to wave your phone in front of the bartender, and boom, there's a martini. It's good and bad. It's going to be more convenient, but with this app, will ne'er-do-wells be better able to access your stuff? Have we yet proved that hotel companies have the technical know-how to protect their guests? I think that's still an open question.
Well, dear, what do you think? Obviously, you're the travel expert, so what's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me it's too soon. My gut tells me we just saw this hotel being hacked into. We just saw a lot of personal information being stolen from the hotels about their guests. I'm not sure I trust them yet. Yeah. I think they need to catch up.
I'm looking at the Frommer's website. A lot of deals here. Rooms in Laughlin, Nevada, $47 a night. 7-day Hawaii cruise from $1,349. Looks like a lot of stuff you ought to check out. This is the most trusted place for travel information for a long 1957.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.